My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had a Discover card. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right, a real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discovery.com/creditcard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. So today is another week where everything feels heavy and awful and just too much. So in response, I am trying out a new thing that we are tentatively calling Something on the Internet That Doesn't Suck, where I talk about something related to or on the internet that doesn't suck for once to distract myself from how depressing the news cycle has been. And today, that thing is celebrating Kalani. So this is one of those amazing times where something I love from music or culture intersects with some larger trend happening on the internet. Kalani is a musician, an icon, a songwriter, and now we can add a master of combating internet grifters to that list of accomplishments, because they went viral for shutting down right-wing internet quasi-celebrity Christian Walker in a way that was just mwah, chef's kiss. So let's talk about it. So here's what went down. Kalani was in their car at a Starbucks drive-thru in California, one that they say they go to regularly. Now, Kalani is a person of color and identifies as queer, and they said that this particular Starbucks is decked out in pride and trans flags and happens to have a lot of young queer people of color working there. While they're in the drive-thru, Kalani spots none other than Christian Walker in the drive-thru in his car behind them. Now, if you don't know who Christian Walker is, honestly, consider yourself kind of lucky. He is a Black 22-year-old, I guess we'll call him a right-wing internet personality. He led a Gays for Trump rally back in 2020 in California. Even though technically he's not gay, he says that he is attracted to men and he is a man, but he doesn't identify as gay, which, whatever. You can kind of think of him kind of like Candace Owens times 1,000. He will just say whatever awful, hateful thing gets him an audience. Being obnoxious and over the top is the entire point with him. He also loves Starbucks. Going to Starbucks is his thing. If you don't know Christian Walker, you probably know his dad, Herschel Walker, who is currently running for Senate in Georgia. Herschel Walker himself is a real piece of work. Like, for instance, here's what he had to say about how air quality works to a bunch of funders just last week.
We don't control the air. Our good air decided to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good air space. And now we got to clean that back up.
So Christian Walker is kind of a right-wing internet influencer of sorts, but I guess he could really more accurately be described as a right-wing grifter. His entire shtick is going on social media, drumming up lots of outrage about wokeness by making super over-the-top Instagram and TikTok videos about the latest perceived threat or grievance posed by the blue-haired radical left. He has amassed hundreds of thousands of social media followers doing this, and I actually bet it's pretty effective because we already know that social media platforms love outrageous content and definitely prioritize content that is outrageous or inflammatory or over the top, which he is. Christian Walker is also a podcaster. His podcast is called Uncancelable. Now, I've never actually listened to it, but here are a few of the recent episode titles just to give you a sense of what we're working with here. An episode about the tragic school shooting in Uvalde, Texas called, quote, "They Were Innocent, Unlike George Floyd." One about the recent Supreme Court ruling on Roe called, "Oh, Sorry, You Can't Slaughter Your Kid." And another on Elon Musk's deal to buy Twitter called, "If You Oppose Elon Musk, You're a Racist." Also, I should just say all of the titles to the podcast episodes are in all caps, which I'm not totally sure why I'm including that information. It just feels kind of relevant to note. Like, even his podcast titles are just constantly yelling grievances at the listener. So this is someone who makes money, makes a living off of really engineering stunts to have a big, outrageous reaction to get tons of clicks and engagement on social media, listeners to his podcast, boost his platform, rinse, wash, repeat. It's actually a pretty good scam, I bet. And he's the kind of right-wing scammer that I feel like we're seeing more and more of these days. People who just live to exploit and inflame tensions and existing divisions for their own personal gain. It doesn't matter if it makes us more divided or more angry or less trusting. If it gets him eyeballs and clicks and listeners, he'll do it. People like Christian Walker make money doing this. This is their job. They're able to spin the attention and notoriety and engagement they get into building bigger and more lucrative platforms. And it's clear that this kind of tactic really relies on attention. Like, that's how scammers like Christian have been able to gamify social media platforms, just by doing the most and doing whatever it takes to make a huge, big scene to get lots of attention. That is, until Kalani saw Christian Walker getting ready to do his thing in the Starbucks drive-thru and foiled his plans. Let's take a quick break.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The bigger the ROAS, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, so I love the internet, but if you listen to this podcast, I probably don't need to tell you that it can come with a lot of very serious privacy concerns. The sad truth is, being a traditionally marginalized person online, or being an activist, or even just somebody who sticks up for what you believe in, means having to worry about what kind of information is online out there about us. It's something I think about a lot, and that's why I personally use and recommend Delete Me. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter NOGIRLS at checkout, JOINDELETEME.com/nogirls, and we'll see you on the internet.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, so Kalani says they noticed Christian Walker behind them at the drive-thru about to take a video of the Starbucks barista on his phone. Kalani noted that this particular Starbucks was still all decked out in pride flags and trans flags for Pride last month.
I see behind me that kid Christian Walker visibly losing his shit in the car via my two mirrors. Doing this on his screen to zoom in and film the Starbucks workers and film all the flags that are in the Starbucks windows. This Starbucks is covered in gay flags, trans flags, like American remixed gay flags. I see him losing his shit the whole time. Mind you, it's going slow as shit because there's so many people in the line. He proceeds to get to the little order box thing and is clearly harassing whoever's behind the order box thing and like going back to his phone like, and da da da. And I'm like, oh, I feel like this man is gonna fucking come up to the window and harass all these workers. Now, I go to this Starbucks often and I also know and can visibly see that everybody that works there is like of color and a lot of them can't assume these things, but seem queer to me.
Notably, Christian Walker himself celebrated Pride Month by posting a picture of himself giving the finger to some pride flags that he encountered out in public on Instagram with the caption, "Stop expecting people to respect you if you shut down traffic to walk around the streets barely clothed." Now, Kalani says that they are familiar with Christian Walker's whole thing and saw him getting ready to take this video of a barista and all the pride flags. So they decided to warn the staff to let them know that, hey, this is a person who is a known provocateur who engineers little stunts for social media. They also called him an asshole.
So I get to the window and I'm like, yo, just letting y'all know, the guy behind me, that's that like Republican Trump supporter kid who has a habit of like harassing, you know, this community, even though he's a part of it. It blows my mind. I'm like, watch out, because he's coming up here with his phone ready to record. They're like, yeah, I know that kid. I'm like, yeah, like he's a fucking asshole. Like, because I've just watched him be an asshole for the last 10 minutes, right?
So Christian must have heard this exchange because he got out of his car while still filming on his phone and had this verbal interaction with Kalani.
Ma'am, Ma'am, you don't need to tell baristas that I'm an asshole for because I have an opinion. Get your drink and go away. I can have an opinion like everybody else. Why are you entitled to an opinion and not me? You want to tell baristas I'm an asshole?
Yeah, I'm telling them to be.
Well, guess what? You're the asshole. You are an asshole. Get your drink and go.
Okay, so this is what I love about how all this went down. Kalani says that they happened to be in the middle of a phone therapy session when this all started. And the session was all about the dangers of taking your anger out on other people. They had kind of an aha moment where they realized that they had ruined Christian Walker's plans to get some outrageous video at the expense of the Starbucks staffers. And that he was probably looking to film a big outrageous blowout with them instead.
And I'm just having this aha moment with my therapist. And I'm going, I know what you want to do. You want to get a reaction out of me so that you can go viral and then you can pose this as some kind of take on people with my political stance or assumed political stance and people from my community, people like me, et cetera, et cetera.
So Kalani did not take the bait. They denied Christian the ability to have this big blow up that he needs to get attention and engagement on social media for his whole thing to work. And dude was pissed. And I think Kalani also just shares a really great workable template for how we should be dealing with internet grifters like Christian Walker. When we don't give them the big reaction that they want, all the attention that they want, all the engagement that they want, it takes away their power. And now for the cherry on top. Christian tweeted out a video of his altercation with Kalani, calling them, quote, a mediocre singer that everyone has forgotten about. But you know who never forgets? The internet. And Twitter user Nakisha RG had the receipts, because in 2016, Christian Walker wasn't saying that Kalani was a mediocre singer. In fact, he tweeted, I love Kalani so much. So I guess he's no longer a fan then? So in these dark times, I am really clinging to any little thing I can get to bring myself a little bit of joy, a little bit of a laugh, a little bit of spark when it feels like everything is on fire. And I really want to celebrate these little internet joys together. So listeners, what is bringing you joy online? I don't care how small or how petty or how silly it is. I want to hear about it. I want to make episodes about it. Please get in touch with me. Let's find ways to cling to joy together in a dark world. Let's bring the light to fight the darkness. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. If you're looking for ways to support the show, check out our merch store at tangodi.com/store. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative, edited by Joey Pat. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.